Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
How are you feeling, EJ?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
It's Mraz, it's Bogus, it's a Trash Tuesday here on the DA Show. A paternity Tuesday. No Kaplan, no DA, no Pete. You get a baby, you get a baby, you get a baby. Here aboard the DA Show. Bogues, a big Game 7 reaction morning for us. If you were just waking up with us, 6 a.m. on the West Coast, it's 9 a.m. on the East Coast, a fun, action-packed morning. We still have Stunned to a News to come your way.
Mm-hmm.
We did Trash Tuesday in hour number two. Pat Boyle, we're finding out. Ex-girlfriend's moms of his past don't want to talk to him. Don't want to talk to him at all. We've done injuries. We've also still have to discuss the holiday weekend a little more and follow your poll question of the day. Would you rather have Monday or Friday off on an extended weekend? And, of course, we've done a lot on Game 7, which
right.
I think is where we should jump right back into
Not
this.
Day three of the French Open. We'll save that
Did
for
that me. Start again?
Yeah, baby.
Every year, man. They
Let's
keep
go.
Doing this.
Did you do this like a month and a half ago?
No, nope. The last major was the Aussie Open in late January.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That was during the NFL playoffs. We were like, why are we caring?
But we got Wimbledon in a month.
And Wimbledon is clay.
Nope.
Grass.
Yep.
Clay is the French.
Yep.
Hard court is the U.S.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Who's going to win the French Open, Shawnee?
Well, I'm going to say that one of them is out.
Yes.
Nadal is
yeah,
out.
Yeah, look at you, man. See, you're a tennis head. Me and Bogus are getting you into it.
I think Novak Djokovic is going to win.
Okay. Yeah. That's not like a front runner pick. 20-year-old kid Carlos Alcaraz is number one.
Oh,
in the
Alcaraz
world.
Was the guy who went back and forth with one of the favorites in one of those big. He made it towards the end.
He won the U.S. Open last September.
Won the U.S. Open. You know what? Not bad.
Not bad at all.
No, not better than your state's knowledge.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. And by the way, I solely know that from not watching a second, but only listening to Bogus Boyle.
Yeah.
Whether it's updates. And when Boyle works, he basically does like NFL red zone of tennis. He's always watching something stupid going on there. And to be honest, I like the Serena Venus movie. I thought Will Smith played all right.
The movie was, it was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. Air was good. You mentioned that before. I saw Air recently. That was good.
I've not seen Air. I know DA has seen Air. DA's been all over the movies. All right, before we get into Game 7, though, your calls at 855-212-4227. The number again is 855-212-4CBS. Carla from Idaho is on the hand, but it's spelled with a C. I wonder if it's Carla with a K, though. Carla, what's going on?
Hey, did you just say my name was spelled with a C?
On my screen it is. Is this Carla with a K, though?
It is, yes.
Carla, thanks so much for calling. Before we get into this, just to let you know, I think you're a great teacher, and I respect teachers. But there are a lot of, I'll just tell you this, saw a lot of teachers smoking a lot of marijuana at beaches this weekend on Long Island, and they like to complain.
Okay. Well, I was not one of those. I was hiking.
On shrooms in Idaho.
Oh, you had time to hike? You had time to hike with those papers to grade? Oh.
She was microdosing.
Well, it was my 42nd anniversary yesterday, so I had to go, you know, celebrate.
Happy anniversary. Carl, they married 42 years. You sound like a young woman.
I was a child bride is what I tell everybody.
Ah, there we go. There we go. All right, Carla, what do we got?
Well, you know, you guys were talking about Tom Brady and whether he was going to go play for the Raiders.
Yes.
I have a working theory. He has this really weird commercial. I don't know if it's on television or what. We don't really watch a lot of television, but it's on the Hulu type channels, you know. Yeah. Oh, did I just say something wrong? But
No, it's all good. Are you talking about the man in the arena?
No. It's
a rental car.
Yeah, it's a Hertz commercial.
What?
Yeah, it's
Hertz.
Super
okay.
lame.
Right. Well, last year he kind of announced his unretirement on it. Well, watching it yesterday evening, he had some sort of thing like, let's go on a road trip. And it spun. Said he was going to Denver. Maybe that's where he's going to unretire to this time, is Denver.
Now, Carla, I don't mean to burst your bubble with a K, but didn't he just get ownership stake of the Raiders? I don't think you could play for a rival and be an owner of the other team.
I know. That's what was kind
Are
of
the
weird
Raiders
about
opening
it.
In Denver?
I don't know. Maybe.
That could extend
I haven't looked. That could explain it, yeah. Yeah. I have no idea, but it kind of was, you know, maybe this is the way he's going to announce, this is where I'm going next.
Right. So the first part of Carla's point is correct. The commercial is trash. It's a Hertz commercial. It's like a fake talk show.
But a commercial ad.
And it's like, yeah, and he's like, I want to go on a trip, but I can't find a car. And I can't rent a car with Hertz. I don't know if that's going to be the platform for announcing his return to the NFL.
Yeah.
But sign me up for all the conspiracy theories now that he's waiting in the wings in Vegas for Jimmy G's left foot to fall off. And right back he goes on the field.
I got news for you. Unless we're leading with American Gladiators tomorrow, we might be leading with Brady. Thanks for Carla, listen, enjoy your summer. You've worked so hard to get those months off, Carla.
Thank
he doesn't
you.
Mean
you
that, guys... Carla.
No, I do.
Okay.
Yes. Take care, Carla. I mean, geez, the blood and sweat she must have poured into those weeks off for Christmas.
All right, I'm going to be nice to Carla.
February break.
She does have a good voice. She should voice. So, she should do some VO work for us.
I'm not lying when I say that, because Carla is one of the great tweeters into the show.
Yes.
And it's always good to hear from her. And you know what I like about Carla? Never argumentative, even if she, like, doesn't like you and she doesn't like me often for a point. It'll always be, like, a good banter back and forth. But hearing her voice, I've heard her voice before. I'm reminded again, she sounds really young.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't know, she didn't say it was her 42nd anniversary, you'd be like, it's a girl in her 30s.
If she told me she was celebrating her 42nd birthday, I might not have believed that.
Yeah.
But 42nd anniversary means she's...
at least in her 60s.
Right.
She's got a hot voice.
She does.
Yeah.
And Marie in Denver hasn't been, you know, hitting me up lately, so...
And Marie in Denver's gone. I hope Marie's all right. She's gone noticeably silent as Bob's Bar has approached. And I don't know if that's coincidence or not.
Mm. Could there be
I
a
hope
connection?
She's okay. I think the connect... My prediction is, and it's totally fine, I think she was very excited to go, and I don't think she's going to make the trip. I'd be surprised at this point.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I've gotten DMs before from Marie in Denver... When DA is off, she tends to not listen to the show.
That's fair.
Wow, that's hurtful.
It is what it is.
But we also made that new listener last week who wanted to tweet and said she was new to the show and loved us.
That's right.
So she's going to be real shocked when DA
Regina
comes back.
Regina in Detroit, I believe was her name.
Real shocked. Okay, back to game 7. Last night, the Celtics scored the least amount of points they've scored all year, and it happens in a Game 7 at home.
And I think they flirted with the fewest points at home in a Game 7 ever.
Ever, yeah. Which, and by the way, in this era of offensive basketball, for those wondering, not good. Jason Tatum gets hurt on the opening drive. We debated earlier in the show, opening drive.
I mean,
football,
it was driving.
But it is an opening drive. We debated on, you know, whether or not that was the true difference or not. I mean, last time when the offense is running through Derek White, probably not, even though he played well, the best recipe for the Celtics. But as I'm watching that game last night, I will be full disclosure. A, egotistically, I wanted to be right because I thought immediately after Derek White hit the buzzer beat, I said, everybody's going to love the Celtics. The Heat are going to win this game. And I really thought that the Celtics' mindset and presence, whether it was a combination of cockiness plus, man, emotionally, to need all that to win the game after winning 3 straight, it takes a lot to all of a sudden wake up for a Game 7. And I turned out to be right. I bet on the Heat last night. Felt good to be right.
Just the points or to win?
I took them on the money line.
Okay.
And you know, I lost some parlay stuff thanks to Jaylen Brown, too. Thank you. Couldn't get to 25 points. Anyway, I say all this because as I'm watching it, I also have no care in the world for my... With all due respect to Miami, I love visiting there. I love Florida. As far as a sports town goes, Like, there's nothing in my veins that makes me hate or love Miami, right? I mean, EJ might be a Hurricanes fan. I'm cool with the U. The Marlins, I don't like that they beat the Yankees in a World Series, but I kind of get a good chuckle every time they kill the Mets and beat them down in a big series. The Dolphins, again, one of those franchises I've never hated nor loved. And kind of the same goes for the Heat. I never even really hated the Heat when LeBron went there. Part of me, because I'm such a jerk and I love villains, almost liked that LeBron spurned Cleveland and went to Miami. So I think I kind of liked that aspect for Miami. And the Florida Panthers have always just been a big nothing to me as a hockey fan.
Right.
So the reason, again, I'm saying I hate Boston. I mean, if you're born and raised in New York and wherever you're listening to the country, you have your favorite rival city or college or wherever you are, whatever your favorite sports team is. For us here in New York, it's kind of split between Boston and Philadelphia, but we all don't like each other up in this Northeast quarter, especially when it comes to sports. Like, things get really like angry and nasty, and we're all different bad versions of each other, and we don't even acknowledge it. So watching the Celtics lose like that in a game 7, Tatum limping around, and they don't get to experience a second 3-0 comeback as a sports city, I thought was fantastic. But my long-winded way of saying, this might stink for NBA fans, because while I absolutely respect the journey the Miami Heat went on, in reality, I don't think that this NBA Finals is going to get past 5 games. I think the Nuggets are sitting there waiting. I think the Heat are probably... You saw the Heat kind of run on fumes at times, exhausted. The Nuggets are the better team. This feels like the Nuggets' year. And I think that the Celtics, we would have had an opportunity, as frustrating as it would have been, for a 6-7-game series. Celtics experience a year later in the Finals maybe comes through. I think that we are getting a worse NBA Finals as a result of last night.
But it just feels wrong to pick against the Heat. Not picking them to lose the series, but to think that this is now going to be the time where they finally fold up shop and go home. I mean, I guess that's theoretically on the table, but like, the Celtics were better. The Bucks were better. And it's Miami that's playing out of the East in the Finals.
The problem I have, Bogues, is, like any sport, sometimes it's not even about better or worse team, because they're all professionals at this level. It's about matchups, too. And I think that the way Bam Adebayo has played basketball in this postseason, and he's had a couple moments, you know, the Knicks series, too, I think he is going to have his lunch absolutely eaten, and I think a big storyline out of this NBA Finals is going to be how overrated a player Bam Adebayo is. I think he is going to get torn apart in the series. I think that we are going to see Nikola Jokic, who's already been a 2-time MVP, rise to another level of casual fandom obsession in this NBA Finals, where he just looks superhuman like the Incredible Hulk. And I don't think the Heat are going to have an answer. And to counteract that, you know, Jamal Murray is making it rain from outside and he's getting this couple 30-point games or something like that. You know, there is a world we live in where Jason Tatum goes all world for a couple 30-point efforts. You know, Jaylen Brown has his, you know, game in there. Where, look, you see Jimmy Butler score 28 points last night. And you're right, when you mentioned earlier in the show, Bogues, his 3-point attempts, they don't happen often, but when they happen, they're crucial. I'm just not so sure that the firepower truly exists for the Miami Heat to even, like, counter out, you know, where they're just, yeah, they have their 3-point shooters, but is that going to be enough? I think this matchup's ugly for the Heat.
Yeah, but I thought the Bucks one was too. Even without Giannis, I didn't understand how they could win that series. And Giannis came back, and they still beat him. And I couldn't remember his name last week either, and I don't remember it now. Whatever guest said during round two,
Ian Thompson,
when he said either the Celtics or the Sixers should be ashamed of losing to the Heat in the conference final, I still think that's true. So I don't know how to not give the Heat a chance in this series now, because they know how to figure it out. They were at a size disadvantage in round one with Giannis and Brooke Lopez, and they survived that. Jason Tatum's the best player on the floor, theoretically, in the Eastern Conference final, and they take him out of multiple games and win that series. So now they're into this one, and they've got to deal with Jokic and Murray and Michael Porter Jr. and Michael Malone. So they lose the head coach advantage, at least as significant as it was in this round.
That's
kind of levels out a little bit here. I don't know how, I want to count them out. I want to say Denver in five, but maybe it's Heat in six. I don't know how you don't give them a chance because they just seem to know how to figure everything out. And maybe they get Tyler Hero back and all of a sudden they got an extra guy knocking down important threes.
But doesn't it feel like we've kind of said the same thing about, and Caserta said this earlier, the Nuggets. Everybody wanted to discount the Nuggets every step of the way. The difference is the Nuggets really were that best team out West all year. But you're kind of getting a similar storyline in here in two teams in their conferences where every step of the way, the Nuggets, there's no way they were going to beat the Suns with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Oh, come on. See the way LeBron and AD are rolling? I mean, they were underdogs in those games. And, oh, by the way, I can't believe I'm going to do this because I didn't think it was a big deal, and it seems to be that every team playing there is saying it's a big deal. Home court, because it would have been Boston's home court, is going to be a big deal in terms of that freaking thin air seems to be a real deal here for these teams. And the Heat, who have now come off these series, and especially this one, seven games, you can't tell me there's not going to be a little element here, you know, of the talent combined with, you know, being gassed. I would be really stunned if the series is not 2-0 heading back to Miami.
So it's not as simple as this. But maybe it is. Maybe this is just about the Nuggets. Maybe if the Nuggets can get to a level where the Heat just run out of answers. They'll try a bazillion things. But like the Lakers, you know, we left game one with the Lakers. Like, they're going to put Rui Hachimura on Jokic. And the Nuggets were fine with that. And there were other runs, other decisions. And they handled everything. They weren't gentlemen. They swept them in four. And they've been resting for 9 days. It's definitely plausible that the Nuggets are just too good. But I also thought the Celtics were just too good.
Yeah.
And they were up 3-0, and then I didn't think they had a chance in Game 7, and they won Game 7. So I'm done counting them out.
The difference is we've seen the Celtics screw around in series. They did versus Philly. We haven't seen Denver really screw around.
Well, in this postseason. Yeah. But before this postseason, they were going out earlier than we thought.
Yeah, I agree. But this just might be the year of the Nugget. Now, I actually just thought in real time as we're having this conversation of a segment idea we could probably do tomorrow, but I want you guys to think about it. An initial reaction, and we can get deeper into this again. Game 6, as we all saw Saturday night, Derek White, the amazing tip-in. Bogus was showing me this like wedding video that happened. You want to talk about how moments in careers change? Will that be the biggest forgotten awesome moment in NBA history?
Ooh, in NBA history.
Sports history, we're going to have a couple of them.
Yes, it certainly feels like the Andy Chavez catch for the Mets in the NLCS against the Cardinals.
Or, and I always forget who had the catch, the Seahawk player that made that incredible leg catch.
Curse. Jermaine Curse.
Right. Jermaine Curse in that Patriot-Seahawk Super Bowl where they end up not getting it in.
Well, Boston might have the ultimate one. The Carlton Fisk home run extends a World Series to a Game 7 that they then lose.
Yes, so we've seen moments like this in sports. In the NBA, a forgotten awesome moment that you have to think about, go, oh yeah, that was huge, but they ended up not prevailing. The Derek White play, man, even with Boston fans, is going to be one of those, like, I'm sure that it didn't happen at home, so you're not going to have as many fans going, I remember sitting there watching it.
Right.
And they don't win a title the year before they at least made the NBA Finals. You talk about a moment where we spent 48 hours talking about how historically awesome it was. It is going to be forgotten about by November.
Because it was, at the time, I mean, it still is. I think it's one of only three shots, game-winning, buzzer-beating shots in the playoffs where the team, like, when you were down or something.
Avoid elimination. To avoid elimination. Jordan had the only other one.
Right.
I thought Kawhi had it in Game 7.
No, that was to win it.
Yeah, but they would have been eliminated. It was Game 7.
It's the same. Because I think Jordan, the Cavs, the shot over Elo was also the finale of that series.
Unless the Kawhi shot happened when the game was tied and it would have went to overtime.
It might have been tied.
That might be the problem. Okay. But, man, think about that.
Right. I'm trying to, because
we might have seen the biggest awesome for that moment that will be forgotten in NBA history.
Because Ray Allen's three, they came back and won Game 7 as well. The Derek Fisher shot against the Spurs.
That's the one I was thinking about.
But didn't that win the series?
They won the series, but they lost to the Pistons.
Okay.
I forgot that play even existed. So, right, but I guess that's the point, right? We forget about these plays.
The other one's the dunk from the Knicks. John Starks dunking
Bulls. Although no one has forgotten that.
Right. That's what I was going to bring up. It's like that's one that doesn't seem to have been forgotten.
Because the team has, no offense, has barely tasted any sort of success for 50 years.
Oh, God. You had to sneak that in there.
No. But that plays a part into it. And I know I just wanted this whole thing around the Celtics. The Celtics did win a title in 08 as much as I've tried to dismiss the last 40 years. And they've at least been dancing around other NBA finals here. You know what I mean? Think about it. If you're going to go by, you know, Larry Bird, Celtics, Robert Parrish, Celtics. I mean, Derek White, I'm sorry, in Miami in a game six. We're going to forget this happened.
Man, Isaiah Thomas had the, I know it wasn't a play, but it was like the torn ankle, the messed up ankle game in game six against the Lakers. They lost that series in game seven.
You know when people will bring up Derek White again? If a team forces a game seven again.
Yes.
Or gets to a game six down 3-0, people go, remember the Celtics forced a game seven and it was Derek White in that game. That is when you will hear about that moment. Other than that, you will never hear about that moment again.
You know, it's another one. Jerry West, when he hits the half-court shot against the, I believe it was the Celtics, I want to say. They didn't win that series. It's one of the iconic shots.
It's an unreal moment.
It didn't even win the game. It went to overtime, which was kind of weird because there was no three-point line. But they didn't win that series, I'm almost certain.
Was that the time the Knicks beat them? Who did the Knicks beat in their finals?
They beat the Lakers twice. I thought they beat the Celtics. I thought it was the Celtics that year.
But I mean, you're right that it came in a losing effort, ultimately.
And that's a shot that gets played all the time. Maybe not as much now because it's so long, but growing up in the 90s, they always played that shot.
Well, maybe we won't do this tomorrow because it feels like we just spit it off every single one of them.
Shouldn't have brought it up. But that was good. We did a good job right off the top of our heads.
Yeah. But I think we're all in agreement, right? There's a good chance we forget this moment. Think about it.
I think the city matters.
I agree.
Because when I think of, like, the dunk, I agree. I think that, like, New York and it being the Knicks and the futility matters. I don't know if Boston allows us to forget.
Well,
if that makes sense.
I don't know about that.
I think the city, the franchise matters, but I also think the player matters. Like, is Derek White going to be talked about after he's done playing?
Tatum had done that, we'd look back and go, what a moment that was.
It'd be on the Tatum reel forever. But, like, is there going to be a Derek White memorial reel, like, as he's done playing?
Yeah. Oh, you're right. I promise you, we'll be sitting there opening presents on Christmas, look at the NBA Christmas Day. Nobody's thinking that Derek White did that in a game six. It's done. All right, we come back. We're stunned to a news. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Santa said to the knights as he piled in his sleigh with toys and goodies for the good boys and girls in Vegas.
Even the naughty girls in Vegas.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I really think you need to get that checked out. That any significant laugh caused you to choke on some body fluid stuck in your throat.
I've had mucus for 2 weeks now. 2 weeks. And it's always in the morning. Like, by noon, I won't see mucus again until tomorrow morning.
Yeah, because you hacked it all up.
I guess I'm sleeping with my mouth open, pulling in all the pollen with the windows open.
Maybe your dog's spitting in your mouth.
I'll tell you something. Both dogs. Well, this morning, real pain in the old booski at 4 a.m. Wanted to go out. I think they were chasing raccoons. I don't know what was going on back there.
Yeah, see, this is the thing.
Get in the house now. Get in the house. You ever, like, grin your teeth and yell because you think it's going to make it quieter and you're trying not to wake everybody up? Get in the damn house now.
But at my kids, who understand the words coming out of my mouth, not dogs.
They understand the words coming out of my house. Ranger, by the way, my puppy graduated puppy school on Sunday.
Okay.
He got a ribbon. He learned how to stay, go down, all of that. He promptly celebrated by eating one of the kids' cups, Peyton's bottle, and a wooden spoon that was left on the counter.
And shoes, I've heard rumors of.
Yes, and he ate. Yes, that's another great point. If you listen to Friday's show, had a lot going on when I was not in the home studio. There was a moment of pause as I mouthily got yelled at. And it turned out it was my wife, and I didn't know what I had done until I went upstairs and I realized I had left our bedroom door open, and he chewed through her brand new sandals and broke those. So, Ranger, maybe a lot like me in college, graduating, and we're not entirely sure how.
And what did Danielle mouth to you?
You're bleeping dead. And I thought, wow. Oh no. Why would I be bleeping dead? What had I done? What had I done? And apparently all I did was just not slide our bedroom door closed for the puppy she wanted. But 855-212-4227. Two dogs yelling, get in the house! That was my morning at 4 a.m. All right. Carla with a K tweets in, hey guys, I'm available for summer voice work. Just let me know. Oh, I listen even when DA is gone. Hashtag Waka Waka. And she spells Waka Waka wrong. Tommy Topspin tweets in, happy Trash Tuesday. I bought all the stuff needed to make s'mores, the long sticks, the chocolate, the graham crackers, only to have my 10-year-old daughter turn her nose up and refuse the s'more. Rice Krispie treats had to be made at 5 a.m. Trasher.
That's just offensive.
You know, Tommy, I'm with you on this. We tried to get Taylor to make s'mores yesterday. Let's go do s'mores. No, I want pudding. Take a lap. You know what? It's time to roast marshmallows and make s'mores. She made them on Saturday. She thought that was good enough. By the way,
So she already did it on Saturday. You wanted more on Monday, and you're mad at her?
Yeah.
Take a lap.
Yeah. And by the way, scratch. We made them on Saturday with like Hershey's making these like red, white, and blue chocolates that like pop in your mouth when you eat them. Almost like Pop Rocks are in the chocolate. In a weird way.
Pass. She should have said no to those ones.
They're like fire. They ended up being delicious.
No, thank you.
And also for all the fatties out there like me, meet the fats. You know, there's certain foods out there that almost get taken for granted how good they are. Like when you talk about like the greatest things you want to salivate over, like certain things don't get mentioned. I've thought this for a long time. A nice warm chocolate chip cookie almost gets overlooked as a dessert. Like, oh, a fancy cake or ice cream. Everybody wants to talk about their best desserts. Like sometimes there's nothing better than a gooey chocolate chip cookie out of the oven, right?
I think more times than not, I want a baked good for dessert as opposed to ice cream or something like that.
Yeah, see, I don't like regular cake, really, but I'm with you on the others, the brownie cookie.
Yep.
I had a s'more again for the first time, since early fall on Saturday. Man, did we figure that out. The marshmallow, I don't like it like brown, black and charred, but like a nice toasted brown.
Mm-hmm.
That graham cracker as the sandwich and a nice just piece of chocolate. It is as simple a process as you could imagine. It's so good.
And you can go a little fancy these days too. Kids are putting like Reese's peanut butter cups in instead of that kind of stuff.
Because nothing original could just stay original.
But still, you get a little fancy sometimes.
The s'more is
nearly perfect.
Is nearly perfect. Aaron tweets in, I'm trashing the Pirates. It took them 53 games to get under 500. Hopefully they'll rebound. Hashtag Trash Tuesday.
Remember,
get that guy a napkin.
I didn't even realize the Pirates had taken this bad a turn.
I think they've won four times in May.
I did not even realize that.
They've had two opposite months.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is my partner Chris Mack, who works in Pittsburgh on my BetQL Sunday morning show. This probably explains why he hasn't included the Pirates in the rundown for 3 weeks. But we were talking a lot about how real they were. I didn't realize they went under 500.
Yep.
That's a bad job by me.
And the Cardinals have climbed up the standings.
I knew the Cardinals had gotten hot. I did not realize the Pirates fell off a cliff like that.
Yep.
Interesting.
Cardinals, by the way, back in last place. Because the Cubs beat the Rays yesterday. Marcus Stroman went the distance.
How about the Cubbies?
Still in my final headline.
You're good, though.
Calm down. Joe Mama tweets, and I'm trashing the missed that I missed the five oinker. Good job, hard hat Pat. Trash him.
That's just offensive.
Yeah, your chocolate milk over there.
What are you doing? You gurgling?
I'm blowing bubbles in my
bubble tea.
My Celsius energy drink.
Oh, now he's now, in on Celsius.
We're doing plugs now.
Bouncing Baby Boy tweets, and I'm trashing old guys who buy Corvettes or Mustangs and then drive them like old ladies on the freeway. You have 700 horses under your hood, and you're driving 20 under the speed limit. Move it over or speed up, Grandpa. Hashtag the pedal on the right. Hashtag take the license. Hashtag trash him. Wow.
Please keep your social distancing.
I say this as a guy who would not correctly drive a car like that.
Yeah.
You should have to take an extra driving test for the cooler, higher-end cars. Like, you should be able to, like, swerve, drift, have no trouble touching triple. Like, you need to be ballsy about driving. If you're going to drive a car like that regularly, you shouldn't have it.
Interesting. I don't necessarily disagree. Can I also make an assessment?
Yeah, please.
Did anybody attend any sort of like local parade for Memorial Day this weekend?
No, we did not. No.
There's a Labor Day one in my town.
Okay, so they do a Memorial Day one up the block from my parents where I grew up. Hey, stone's throw from Bob's Bar. So we bring the kids over there yesterday morning. And it's nice, right? The fire department's involved. The veterans are there, you know, waving.
Boy Scout, Girl Scouts in mine.
I got news for you. There's like two Boy Scouts left in West Bath.
Yeah.
They were like the two holding the banner with the principal. That's got to be an awkward friend group. The Girl Scouts are there, of course. They had like old, and then like a string of like old school cars, including there was like a couple old school Good Humor ice cream trucks. It was cool.
Okay.
So, you know, whatever that Sunday car club probably all they get, you know, they show off their cars. In the midst of this, is like a 2020 Mustang in the midst of like cars from like the 40s, 50s. Not as like somebody who got caught in the parade. No, no, no. Like, and like it's an old man waving his hands out there. No banners on it, no nothing. And I think it was a guy who was just trying to show off his car. Like, that's not a classic car. It's, if it's new and I can still buy it on a lot today, that does not qualify.
Maybe he was somebody very important.
He was not. There's nobody important from that town.
Maybe his actual classic car wouldn't start that morning, so he had to go with his current.
Then don't you jump in the passenger seat with a buddy?
Probably, yeah.
You can't drive that car in a parade.
No.
I mean, my Elantra belongs in the same route if you're driving in that bus.
Right. And being in the West Babylon Memorial Day parade is not that great of an honor where you need to like make sure you're in it.
They had no foreman at the beginning of it. I could have been that.
No no lead guy?
What do you call those guys? Not a foreman.
No. George.
The chairman?
No. Oh, what's it called?
The Grand Opry?
The Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal.
The Grand Opry.
The Grand Marshal. I could have been that. All right, Greg, what do we got for our final update?
I don't like those parades. I don't want to be a part of my community.
I don't like parades.
Like, I've lived in the suburbs my whole life. I just, it's not my thing.
It's good for the kids.
So, someone posted a picture of Bill Simmons looking sad at last night's Celtics game. So, it got me thinking, what was more of a flop for HBO? Joe Buck Live or Any Given Wednesday with Bill Simmons? Let's pull the crew. Guys?
I love unnecessary shots with Greg Caserta.
I'm going to go Buck.
Buck?
Yeah.
What? Well, the Buck had the one viral Artie Lang moment, didn't he?
And I think Bucks was only on DirecTV, if I remember.
No, it was HBO.
And then it went HBO, to DirecTV, right. I think, when it failed on HBO.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to say Any Given Wednesday was probably a bigger failure.
Okay. EJ, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember both. I'm going to go bigger failure. I'm gonna go Buck.
Buck. All right, that's two for Buck. Patty Boyle?
He's on Tinder.
What happened?
Never mind. exactly. I'm trashing Bill Simmons because...
because you can.
Because it's a trash Tuesday. Well, one, he made out just fine, right? He made a lot of money by selling his company. But I remember when they were doing the promos for that show, they were trying to make him come off like this edgy, unique guy. And the final thing, the clip of him was, and I believe NFL owners should pay for their own effing stadiums. And it's like, yeah, we all think that. like you're not some maverick. You're not a rebel. Like, shut up.
I, too, have believed that.
Yes, I also subscribe. Bam Adebayo kind of became for the Heat what Anthony Davis was for the Lakers, the unquestioned number two on his team who needed to get back up. Or to get back up when he was held in check. The Celtics mostly limited him in the series, but last night Bam had the last laugh with a 103-84 win on the road in Boston to get to the NBA Finals.
You know, I feel like we never quit just because that's who we are. You know, everybody has a story, a background of, you know, going through certain situations certain ups and downs in their lives and still pushing through and getting the opportunity. And, you know, you look at our roster and there's a lot of guys on our roster that's pushed through to make themselves have a great opportunity.
28 in the win for Jimmy Butler, 26-10 from Caleb Martin, an entire offseason now to reflect for Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla.
It's one of the best locker rooms I've been a part of. The guys cared. They gave it everything they had. It's the most important thing to take from this. Obviously, we didn't achieve our goal. We didn't win, which was our goal. So we failed in that regard. But it's not because the guys didn't have a sense of togetherness, character, and just who they are as people.
He should really stop talking. They should put a Mazzulla on him.
Yeah. I like that.
You're lucky. You're lucky that Morty's still on a long Memorial Day break.
That was good.
You got it.
I loved it.
I mean, got it.
Oh, yeah, Bogus is smart. He gets it. He just doesn't like it.
What I don't like is you looking at me like, pay attention. Here it comes. Here it comes.
All right, kids.
You put a Mazzulla on him.
It's like muzzle.
Oh. Yeah. That's what you meant. Oh.
What did you think?
Well, of course I knew what you meant.
Oh.
It was good.
Thank you.
Take the compliment.
You. Thank you.
Maybe Mazzulla can start watching The Departed instead. He reportedly watches The Town four times a week.
Good movie, but that, not four times a week.
Yeah. Didn't get his team to cap off the comeback from being down 3-0. The final start in Denver Thursday night. The Nuggets last played 8 days ago when they knocked out the Lakers in four. Hockey, Buffalo Bill William Karlsson scored twice and assisted on another in the Golden Knights 6-0 win in Dallas to wrap up the West in six games.
Just happiness, of course. It's a great feeling to finally clinch the final spot. So, a lot of smiles and just happiness all around.
That's a bubbly, happy guy. Aiden Hall stopped 23 shots for the shutout. And now Las Vegas will host the first two against the Panthers starting on Saturday night.
You grew up dreaming of making the Stanley Cup Finals as a kid, and I think it still hasn't quite set in yet. But you know what? We'll have a little fun tonight, and then you know what? We'll refocus, get ready for that next series, and four wins away.
Florida's been able to rest up. Haven't played since last Wednesday after sweeping the Hurricanes to win the East. Both teams making their second trip to the Cup Final and going for their first ever wins. The Golden Knights have been around since 2017. Mm. The Panthers opened shop in 1993.
Wow. So somebody will end a drought forever.
Correct.
Yeah, cool. That's pretty cool.
Baseball from last night. Aaron Judge did it all in the Yankees 10-4 win in Seattle.
1-1. Swing and a fly ball. Left field. Hit deep. Kelnick moving back. He's at the track. He leaps up. And he will not get there. We're waiting to see what Kelnick is okay. He crashed and hit his head on the wall. Judge has a home run. But a scare here by Kelnick as Judge will touch home as the ball is out of the reach of Kelnick. Another home run for Judge. He puts another on the board. 9-4 Yankees.
That's from Yankees Radio. 10-4, the final second homer of the night. Number 17 of the season for Judge.
That clip you hear is Caserta very upset he's not in the Yankee broadcast booth.
I just thought it was from Yankees Radio.
I'm just telling you, the audience, what that clip was.
It has nothing to do with it. I didn't even preview the clip. I just played the second home run call.
Sure you did.
That was the only clip in the system.
I'm sure you did.
Coming up with these theories.
That did sound like the longest call ever.
Dude, there were two cuts. They were both the same length. That was the only... I wanted to play the second home run.
It was recorded on actual tape on AM radio. I know Caserta's game. I know what
check
happened.
Check the folder. Also made a leaping catch at the wall on a drive by Teoscar Hernandez in the eighth inning. 18 hits in total for the Yankees offense. Great. Center fielder Harrison Bader banged up with a hamstring injury. The good news is that Giancarlo Stanton starts a rehab with Double-A tonight. And now we get stunned. Why are you laughing? What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
With rage in his eyes and destruction in his heart, no, we're not talking about Pete Bellotti, an unhinged husband.
Or you.
Stormed the stage of a beauty pageant in Brazil, hijacked the winner's crown, and then furiously spiked it into the ground after his wife was awarded the second place honors.
Wow.
This was from a local news outlet in Globo. Shocked audience members shrieked on Saturday as the partner of first runner-up contestant Natalie Becker, who is representing the city of Cuiaba, violently interrupted the crowning ceremony of winner Emanuele Bellini, who was representing another town. Just as the twinkling tiara was about to be placed atop Bellini's head, Becker's hot-headed hubby yanked it away, hurled it to the stage floor, grabbed it a second time, and then spiked it again. This time, the tiara shattered into pieces. The madman then attempted to pull Becker off stage, but pageant security intervened and ushered him into the back.
I'm kind of having deja vu here. I feel like I've done this story or a story eerily like it before. An angry pageant loser acting out.
Really?
This is going to bother me all day.
I mean, I only noticed it in the New York Post this morning.
It's in TMZ as well.
Yeah, I feel like something like this has happened before. I
mean, maybe, but this is a new story. It happened over the weekend. This husband, man, what he just did here, he can never, ever be yelled at in that house again.
100%.
He doesn't take out the garbage, you get a pass.
Lifetime pass for this.
Forget to cut the lawn.
I agree.
Because nothing says I am more down for my woman than I will absolutely ruin somebody who didn't deserve to beat you's day by taking off their crown and smashing it. Like, there is no bigger I had my woman's back moment than what this guy did.
We need a new poll question.
Fake hustle.
I think that there are
fake
women out
there. Yeah, fake hustle.
I think there are women out there who would not appreciate this.
Would feel mortified or embarrassed.
Yes, would be embarrassed. You could get dumped for this.
Let's put it this way. Mm. I don't think you want to marry the woman that loves that you did this for her. I mean, you might have fun dating her. Boyle knows the type very well. But you don't bring that woman home to mom. So I could see both sides. I just would not want to be with the woman.
Do you want to bring him home to mom? He ripped a crown off a woman and spiked it like it was Gronk in the Super Bowl.
No, he would not be my type.
Boyle, I could see actually doing that. He's all raged up, angry. We've heard tales of charity games.
I would think Boyle immediately dumps the runner-up and then dates the winner.
Yeah. Oh, good one. Good one. That's a very good
EJ
one.
EJ shaking his head.
I'm thinking about this guy, and I'm just like, I don't know. I think that this is someone who probably is a toxic person, and he's making up for all the other issues in their relationship by saying, well, look, I'm down for you still. Why would I do this?
Oh, that's not a bad point.
Yeah. What do they call it in baseball? Eyewash? When you do things to look, you don't need to do, but you do it to look cool.
Optics.
That's what this is.
Oh, right. I think he's down for Boyle. What do you got?
Nothing.
What's this like
on?
Billy checking out on
what
things
is
last week?
Is this a bit now?
Look, we've got a great fail coming up. That's all I'm going to say. I've spent the last 20 minutes working on it.
I can tell he's putting
the
time in.
We'll break and we'll get the fail in. I can see nobody sent me analytics. We better get the fail in. 855-212.
EJ's doing analytics. You got hard hat guys back here, damn it.
All right. Here we go. Your fail next at the DA Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Even the DA Show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
All right, I apparently was really screwed up with state initials. Why the heck not? Let's get the day started with David in Columbia, Montana. David, what's up?
That's Missouri, sweetheart.
Isn't 8 times 4 42? I am still playing it because it's a good brain buster. It gets my brain going for the day.
You should learn your states next.
The Amazon, the Allegheny, they all connect somewhere. Well, to be fair, I still don't know. What is Montana's abbreviation? M what?
MT, I believe.
It is.
Okay. Yeah, Cataclysmic? Cataclysmic? I mean, for the record, I don't even think there's an O in Missouri, and that's M-O.
There is.
Yep.
M-I-S-S-O-U-R-I. Okay.
I am very big on drug dealing.
So why wouldn't that be M-I or M-S?
Because
that's Mississippi.
Taste bud exploitees.
It's too many M states. A lot of A's, too. The A's one throw me off.
A? Is there a state that starts with an A?
And you understand we leave it amicably, but amicably.
There's
go
home.
Hold on.
Let me think of one.
Disciplines.
Jeez, what is a state that's Alaska? A L.
No.
A K.
A K.
I got that run right.
Because what else is A L?
Alabama.
You got it.
It's one
roll,
more.
Roll tide.
At least one
ooh,
more.
Arkansas.
There you go.
A R K.
AR. They only use two.
Is that it?
Oh, I'm quite the crevice. I've made a lot of mistakes in life.
Arizona. AZ. Go.
I think I'm a lost cause. I'm a fat moron. Fattest lord ass.
Beep, ba boopa, ba boopa.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
So if you're wondering what happened the last 20 minutes, Boyle was just taking as many drops to make people look like an idiot as possible and putting them in a two-minute package. Your advanced analytics question of the morning. What day would you rather have off during an extended holiday weekend? 66% of you said Monday.
Yeah.
34% said Friday. Memorial Day wasn't always observed as the last Monday of May, creating the three-day work week. Memorial Day, or three-day weekend, Memorial Day was initially set on May 30th. No matter what day of the week that would be, the change could be traced to the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, a piece of legislation passed in 1968 and enacted in 1971, which declared that certain holidays would take place on certain Mondays. In 2021, the country of Iceland experimented with establishing a four-day work week for its citizens. It was deemed an overwhelming success. The trials in which workers were paid the same amount for shorter hours took place between 2015 and 2019. Productivity remained the same or improved in the majority of workplaces. Wow. Wow. There's more here, but I just want to quickly go around. Pat and EJ had to work Monday, but after their shifts, both attempted to enjoy the rest of their days with mixed results. EJ took his dog and his girlfriend to the park for a picnic. Uncle Pat tried to relish in some time by the pool, but was stuck changing diapers for his nephews while his sister took a dip. Uncle Pat, how about that? And Bogues, you prefer Monday.
100%.
I do too.
Because now this week feels short too. All of a sudden it's going to be Friday, Saturday again.
And if done right, you don't treat Monday like a party day. You treat Sunday like that as opposed to Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, a lot of relaxation, catching up, good family time. And you're right. Now we're going to close our eyes. Guess what? Wordy on Wednesday, pal. And speaking of Wednesday, you and I back. I've been told the dream team of Boyle and EJ gone tomorrow. We get Kevin Wall back up from AAA and Billy Giacalone tomorrow.
Which might mean a Jack Stern newsroom. There's a lot going on.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.